talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It sure is. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Current weather 67. Is that right? Is it that cool outside? This thing's wrong. Let me see if it redoes. There we go. 80 degrees. I'm like, whoa, it's not no 67 degrees. 80 degrees outside. Winds out of the south, southeast at 6 miles an hour. Humidity's 54. Dew point is 62. We got a good showing here. We got a whole full room here in the Red Room today. We're going to get by with some stuff right now, but don't forget, tomorrow, July 22nd at 10 a.m. till or 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, a.k.a. North Fork of the Red River Conservation District, will be out here north of Elk City at Mr. Jimmy Smith's property. Mr. Smith is the district director of North Fork of the Red River Conservation District, and he is going to be putting on a deal out there with cover crops. They're going to have meals, everything out there, but you do need the RSVP to be out there so you can get something to eat, because I'm pretty sure the guys I know that'll be out there tomorrow will not share their food with you. So if you want a RSVP, call Cassandra Usher at 580-928-3113. Well, I got this story that I want to read to you guys that this mom wrote, because it's leading up to what we're going to do today. So if you guys will bear with me, I'm going to read this to you. Did you win that belt buckle? The young cashier asked as we stood in the checkout line at Walgreens. I thought, oh dear, here we go. We're tired. My daughter wasn't feeling great, and we needed to hurry back to the stock show. My daughter proceeded to tell the cashier about how she won the buckle showing pigs, which understandably led to more questions. She explained what pig showing was and all about it, and patiently answered the cashier's barrage of questions. At the end of their conversation, the cashier asked her how old she was, and about fell over when my daughter said 15. The cashier remarked, "I can't believe you're only 15. You carry yourself with such confidence, like you're so much older than me, and I'm 17. Just a comment in passing with one teen to another. A moment that was over in a blink of an eye, but a moment I can't erase from my mind for some reason. As I thought about that moment and where confidence originates, I couldn't help but think about how much her confidence was established at livestock shows. Stock show kids are just a little different. They are driven by a purpose greater than themselves. It's their animals. If they don't step up to the plate and care for their animals, the result won't be good. I think that's why stock show kids learned to drive a little harder, push themselves a little further in the process. Gain confidence I can only attribute to showing stock shows. I'm going to list these five reasons," she says, "that why I believe livestock shows help young people develop confidence. Number one, you develop courage when you enter the ring. Number two, you learn believing in yourself matters. Number three, you gain knowledge that empowers. And number four, you realize that work is more satisfying than the win. And number five, you learn you're not alone." And this is a part that it was the best part of this, what she wrote. It says, "Here's the part where I get a little emotional. This world can be a hard place sometimes. I can't tell you how many people have told me they found their family at a stock show. They found people who share a similar passion, belief, and purpose. If you win a lot, you realize others do too. If you find yourself towards the bottom of the class often, you also see others right there with you. The friendships and the bonds developed between people at stock shows are one of a kind for some reason. When you spend time with people energized by the same things you are and who have a deep appreciation for hard work, it seems to be a formula for lasting friendship. Our children have met some of the most amazing people at these stock shows from all over the country, and that might be in the best gift stock showing provides. That was a great stock. Well, it just so happened today I have some FFA people in here in the ag room with me. Jancy Rimpeto, she's a member of the Merit FFA. She's here with me because she's the Jimmy Clark in Training Ag Director. And hey, by the way, this is Facebook Live before I forget. So click on KECO FM on Facebook, and this is live. I got the two old guys omitted out of the camera so you can look at the young people and you don't have to compare pictures with us. But anyway, I got Kelly Gortney here. He's the instructor at Raiden FFA. And I know the last names, but I'm going to do it. Tyler York's here. And Barrett, did I get that right? Barrett Thompson's here. So when we get back after this, we're going to start telling some stories. Is that right, Kelly? So anyway, we'll come right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 16th. 1,128 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 454 brought 185. 7 at 556 brought 164. 3 at 660 brought 140. 5 at 674 brought 159. 5 at 805 brought 146.50. 4 at 974 brought 115.50. 11 head of heifers at 331 brought 167, 5 at 475 brought 150, 6 at 548 brought 139, 8 at 651 brought 139.50, 7 at 986 brought 125, 4 at 1083 brought 123. Butcher cows were 3150 to 80, bred cows 650 to 1425, butcher bulls 30 to 98, pairs brought 550 to 1625. Elk City Livestock Auction, South Highway 6 in Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
You don't want to miss Elk City's annual Sizzlin' Summer Sidewalk Sale this Saturday, July 24th, beginning at 9 a.m. Ponce Productions will be sharing their music and promoting Elk City businesses on the corner of Main and Broadway from 10 to 1. This Friday, there will be a kickoff to Sizzlin' with 580 Threads, Everett Blake Society, The Attic Door, The Vogue Boutique, and Maurice's hosting a VIP night for shoppers from 8 to 10 p.m. or later. Lots of sales and fun Friday evening and Saturday. We'll see you at Elk City's Sizzlin' Summer Sidewalk Sale, sponsored by the Elk City Chamber of Commerce and Retail Merchants.
As you know, Barber Dyson Ford was recently awarded our 5th President's Award. This award is largely because our service team, including our 3 master mechanics, and the timing is just right as summer just keeps getting hotter. Come visit our service department today and keep your car's AC and engine running great. We love what we do, and that's why we're the number one auto dealer in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Don't get stuck out in the heat. Experience the Barber Dyson difference today. BarberDysonFord.net.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Yep, I'm back. All right, welcome back. Current weather is still 80 degrees. It's muggy. It's hot out there. Enjoy today because this is going to be the coolest day we're going to have for, what did Lacey tell me, 9 days to 2 weeks. So enjoy it. Again, we're Facebook Live. And if you guys want to text in to the KCO Ag text line and ask any questions to any of my visitors, it's 580-225-9697. And also, you can go on your phone if your radio quit working or you're out of range. You can go to KCOFM.com and download the – or no, sorry, yeah, go in there and get in there. You can get all my shows by hitting on the on-air tab on Today in Ag, and all my shows are in there. That's my diary. And then if you're on your phone, you can download the Paragon Communications app, and you can listen live to the show right now. So today in the house, I have Kelly Gartney from Raiden. He's the FFA instructor. I have Tyler York, Barrett Thompson, and my protege, Jancy Rippetoe's in here from the Merit FFA. She's in here, and she's going to be helping me talk to these people about what all is going on. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us on.
Oh, you're welcome. let me turn that up a little bit. Kelly, how long you been doing this?
Oh, about 25 years. I didn't start till I was a little out of school for a while, but I've been teaching ag about 25 years.
What did you do before ag teaching? What led into ag teaching?
Well, I've always farmed and run cattle, but I worked for DeKalb Genetics for a while and worked for Servitech. That was up in Kansas. Just a little bit of this and that. Started teaching in New Mexico back in 96, 97, somewhere back in there. Come to Oklahoma in 99.
So you've been at Raiden since 99?
No, taught at Shoto, Oklahoma for 10 years.
Oh, so
been over there about 12.
There's a little difference between here and Shoto, isn't there?
Yeah, they get a little rain pretty regular. We've had a lot, but
you can't see the tornadoes coming over there.
That's right. Got a tree in the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of trees in the way. So what? I guess what do you get? What are you getting out of this? What have you got out of teaching ag so far?
Oh, I like to watch these kids become professionals in whatever they do. Watch them develop and grow and. And I just enjoy the all the way around the going with them. And like I say, they a lot of them make you proud when they get a little older. Some of them not so much. But most
why
of
are you
them
look
do.
At him?
I won't say which one I'm looking at. But no, they're good guys.
I haven't known them 10 minutes, and I can tell they're pretty good kids.
Yeah, they're pretty good ones there. It's just a good thing it's on radio, not on TV.
But, you know, teaching ag's not all stock shows.
Oh, no.
No. Tell us what all, you know, every ag instructor is different. So what all you do from the shop to the class to besides stock shows, you probably got leadership stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. We have leadership. We have some judging contests. We do a lot of production ag. I like to, you know, Raiden's pretty specialized play. Most of those kids, they're not too many generations away from the farm, and most of them understand what's going on in ag. But it's a pretty good area as far, you know, you're not wasting your time teaching them. They're going to use it. We do a lot of shop, enjoy the shop end of it. We try to build a lot of stuff. We got the area itself, we get a lot of support. You couldn't ask for a better area as far as support for the kids and the school in general, but it's just a good bunch of people.
So does ever you're listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO, and I got a mess of people in here from the Raiden FFA with their instructor, and I have Jancy Ripto from Merritt in here with me if you're just joining us. So does every one of your kids know how to weld when they leave?
No, I wouldn't say all of them do. They all can. They all try. Most of them, you know, it's not all
they know
shop.
How to daub it.
Yeah, some of them, you know, some are better than others. But it's not all shop. I mean, we do a lot of classroom, and we lot out, you know, at the school farm doing, you know, with livestock. It's mostly livestock oriented, but there are some good welders and some they're
not so
okay.
Good. Yeah, okay, not so good. So what's your at your ag farm, what all animals do you have there?
Sheep, goats, cattle, and hogs.
Okay.
So no, pretty much
no chickens?
Well, we have had chickens. It's kind of we haven't had any down there in a while, but we have had chickens. It's kind of enjoyable to do that once in a while. I had rabbits.
Ag has changed so much. I graduated in 80. And so because what you're, you know, it's like I got a gentleman from doctor professor, actually. He likes to go by professor, that's going to be on this coming Monday. And his deal is precision farming. Agriculture, yes. You know, and with all this GPS and auto steer and all this stuff, it's crazy what's going on with farm equipment today. So has that changed any in your instruction at all?
I'm old fashioned. I'm not real big on technology. I know it's the coming. It's here, and you deal with it. I don't teach a lot of technology. We use it every day. As far as teaching new equipment. If you've seen my place, it looks more like a museum than it does farm. So our stuff's old, but I don't teach a lot about it, but we do cover it because it is here and it is the future. And but we go more toward livestock than we do the farming itself, but we do cover it what we can.
I got to quit using that word. So I just need to learn to hesitate and quit using that word before I get yelled at again. But what is the craziest story you've ever had with the kids?
Oh, boy. That I can tell on the air?
Yeah, that you can tell on the air.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I don't have a bleeper over here. So.
Oh, boy. I'm trying to think one I can tell on the air. I've had things in the shop that's kind of went around.
When they built the cannon and they shot it off.
Yeah, that was... can't tell that.
These kids are trying to get their ag instructor in trouble.
Yeah, my old ag instructor was Gary Kirk. We miss him. We lost him this last summer. Great guy. And when I was an ag, we had some kids build a shotgun one time in class. But I don't want to give kids ideas, so I probably shouldn't tell that.
Oh, you're good. Go ahead.
We had one kid, I hope he's not listening, but he... caught him trying to cut a propane tank in half.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things that are kind of crazy stuff, but as far as just crazy stories, we've had a lot of stuff happen. But
any great things happen at an ag show?
Oh, we've had a lot of great things. I mean, as far as winning and all that, you know, just the looks on these kids' faces.
What's the one
that
sticks in your mind?
Oh, boy.
Come on, I'm older than you are. You should come
on. Oh, no, I don't think you are, but we've had kids that, you know, buy really cheap animals, go out and win it all, and then we've had kids that buy really expensive animals and get culled, and sifted. So
that's kind of like that story that I was just reading from that lady.
Right. Oh, I think just the look on the face when they do good or they get that slap on the calf when they win a class, it's just that. That kind of makes it all worthwhile. But
yep.
I don't have a lot of just really crazy stories I can tell.
I really want to get one out of you. So, Jancy, you got anything to ask him?
I do actually have a question. You made the comment that you've been an ag instructor for close to 25 years, right?
Correct.
How has teaching ag to students changed since you started to now?
It has really shifted more toward leadership, a lot more leadership than it used to be, and it's great. I like the leadership end of it, and the technology is really, you know, that we've a lot more on technology. Your classroom itself, you know, we've got so many things you can use in the classroom we didn't have back then. Production ag is probably... The ag teachers themselves, some of them are, you know, everybody's got their specialty. Probably the technology and the leadership has come on more than anything. I'm old-fashioned. We do a lot more in the production area, and I enjoy teaching that. It's what I know.
Great.
But it has changed a great deal.
I imagine.
Last time Jancy and I had those people in here from Canute, those FFA students and instructors in here from Canute, I got to ask Jancy, but we didn't get to ask Jeff about it. What is OYE?
Oklahoma Youth Expo.
Tell us all about it.
It's the biggest junior livestock show in the world. It's in Oklahoma City and starts in March, and it's cattle, livestock, goats, hogs. It's the largest livestock show in the world, junior livestock show, and it's everyone in the state. You got 77 counties that show up, and it's probably as far as competition, most competitive show you'll find in the world. And we go every year. It gets tougher every year, seems like, but it is just it's a huge, huge show. If you want to see some kids from all corners of the state, they are there, and with every great animal they ever had.
Make and model of everything
you can imagine. It is, though. It's a really large show.
So, you know, even though you might not win OYE, if you place top five, top ten,
yes,
you've done something.
You can win your county and go down there and get sifted.
Yes. Yeah. Because yes. I've seen, you know, Beckham County as probably one of the better heifer shows, county shows,
yes,
in Oklahoma. There's some tough competition.
Oh,
down
you
there.
Bet.
There's some tough, and they go up there, and it's just like, you never know.
Every judge has got his opinion, and
they hired him for a reason.
That's right, and he's always right.
And you don't have to. You either got to agree or disagree, but
that's right.
You ain't gonna change nothing.
That's right.
So, how did the COVID-19 change your instruction last year? What did it do to you guys up there?
It changed everybody. We missed a lot of competitions that they just, you know, didn't have them. After OYE, the school got canceled after OYE last year, and it just I basically didn't have any class after March, and everybody, you know, the projects, a lot of people were hesitant about buying for, you know, in the fall. It really changed a lot of stuff. I'm hoping that it'll be better this year, and so far it's been better all the way around.
Right.
We did miss the big three this year in Stillwater, but it changed a lot of things. But I think we'll get back to normal. But it didn't change nothing for the better.
Well, you're listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at lmaauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
I do a lot of refinancing. I have a lot of discussion with refinancings, and there's various reasons for doing a refinancing, whether it is to help lower their payment or get a better rate, or maybe they're wanting to do some improvements. Just because the rates have fallen, that may not be a lot better of a deal for them than they currently have. There's various costs that are involved in a real estate loan. I want to sit down with them and kind of run some numbers and let them see some scenarios. Once they've determined that that's what they want to do, we generally take an application, and then I evaluate the application. We're able to make our own decisions. We don't have to send it up through a committee or to an underwriting department. We make our decisions right there, and I can generally have them an answer within the same day. That's the way I want to be treated. I don't want to sit around waiting and wondering, so I try to process and get the information as quickly to them as I can. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We do a ton of wholesale work. I mean, like with your mechanic shops. But it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. So it's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa know-how.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, welcome back. Well, I'm going to get a story out of Kelly before we leave air today, because I've heard too many rumors, and I want to get one of those stories that's clean and that family can listen to. But anyway, so we're back. I got Kelly Gortney, FFA instructor from Raiden, along with Tyler York, Barrett Thompson, and my sidekick, Jancy Repito from Merritt FFA. She's in here helping me, keeping me out of trouble. I'm going to say she's keeping me out of trouble.
I'm trying.
You're trying. But anyway, so Jancy, why don't you talk to these guys about their ways in the FFA?
It's my turn now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I know both of these boys, but I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Tyler, do you want to start?
Hi, I'm Tyler York from Durham, Oklahoma. I attend Raiden Public Schools, and I am the FFA president for the Raiden FFA chapter. I show I show steers and heifers, and it's been a heck of a time. Wouldn't want to do it with anybody else but Mr. Kelly Gortney over here. A lot of fun ag trips and stories and unforgettable moments.
So am I going to get a story out of you?
I got plenty of stories.
Okay, well, I'll let her do her interview, and I'll get back to you.
All right.
I'm Barrett Thompson. I'm from Sweetwater, Oklahoma. I attend Raiden. I show heifers, percentage Simmental, purebred Simmental. Yeah, Kelly. Basically what Tyler said, Kelly's probably about the best you can get.
Well, you don't say that's a lie.
No, it's not a lie. He's super fun. I mean, pretty relaxed about stuff. Let you do about whatever you want to do. And
you know this is live on Facebook, right?
Go ahead, Kelly, they talk pretty highly of you. I guess you're doing a pretty good job on these boys.
Yeah, we'll try to.
You try.
Keep them controlled, yeah.
He's got that look like I should have brought two other people. Yeah. So.
He said that the whole way here. I should have bought anybody but you two boys.
So go ahead, Jancy. Start with Tyler.
Start with Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay. Tyler, you show steers, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you give me a day-to-day rundown of what you do on your cattle?
We'll wake up in the mornings. We'll get them caught up. And we'll get them fed, and when they're finished eating, we'll pull them in, and we'll take the blowers, and we'll blow them out, blow their hair out, get all the dirt and grass out, stickers. We'll pull them into the wash rack and wash them and soap them and scrub them and all full 9 yards. And it will dry them off as pretty dry, just like a big old hair dryer on those animals. And we try and stand them as much as we can. We don't get to do that every day when I'm working on the farm, but we'll pull them in, get them under the fans, under the misters, comb their hair, put products in there and make it shiny, and take the grease out and just keep that hair quality good. And, we like them to stand for most of the day, and then afterwards we'll turn them out and feed them and go to bed and start again the next day.
What most, especially youth, don't understand is showing livestock is not a whenever you want to go out and work type of situation. It's an everyday get up and go. How long would you say it takes in one day to work your cattle?
In one day, you're looking at 3 hours if you're doing it right. I mean, if you're in a hurry, kind of one of those things, you could rinse them, you know, blow them out, rinse them if you have a busy day, and you could stand them. Now, standing, you can't leave them just sitting in the barn for hours. You need to check on a minimal 15 to 30 minutes, you know, because cattle are kind of like kids, I like to say. They find a way to get their legs twisted up or fall over or just kind of mess something up. So you always got to check on them, make sure they're not going to get hurt or hurt anyone else. But it's definitely one of those things, if you don't have a lot of time, I wouldn't suggest showing.
Right.
But it's really fun. I highly advise people to show if it's possible. It's truly one of those things you'll remember forever and it'll stay with you forever.
I have a question for the both of you. If somebody were to be... Why'd you start laughing, Jimmy?
Sorry.
If somebody were to be interested in showing livestock, what is the best advice you could give to them?
Just truly be patient. You got to have you got to have plenty of time management. If you don't have time management, you're not going to make it. You got to be prepared to wake up early, and early mornings, late nights. You got to be prepared to just work. I mean, if you can't work, you're not going to make it. And that's one of those things, you have to have a work ethic, no matter what you show. And no animal is going to be any easier. They all have their, you got to do different things with different animals, different situations, washing times, how you got to work with them. It's all different. You just got to have time management. And if you have a work ethic and time management, you'll do great. You'll go far.
Yeah, like Tyler said, I mean, some of these shows, you got to wake up at like 5 o'clock or earlier, and you just got to go. I mean, you want to get there before everybody gets at the wash rack to wash so you can get yours done, get yours fitted at the show.
Yeah, because it gets crowded.
Yeah, I mean, it's really crowded. But no, you have to work with them. Like, if you don't work with them, you just show up at a show, they're gonna be crazy. I mean, right. Which we've had cases of that.
Okay, Barrett, same question I just asked Tyler. What's your day-to-day thing that you do in your barn on your heifers?
I normally start out in the morning. I feed them around 7 o'clock when it's cool, because if you get too hot, they don't want to eat. And then after they get done eating, I rinse them and I work their hair. And then I tie them up and put the fans behind them. let them stand for at least 3 hours, 2 hours, you know, around then. When it gets hot, I untie them. And then later that night, about 7, 8 o'clock, I feed them and then just repeat.
But something, another thing people don't understand is when you show livestock, you have to be very observant. Every steer, every pig, every sheep is different. You have to notice the little things, like if one's not eating, if one's cleaning up, one's not. But what most people don't understand is it's not just go out there, do your routine, and come back in. You have to notice the little things, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, they can bloat. I mean, they can get into stuff. They can get out. I mean, basically anything you can imagine cattle will do.
Right.
And I figure goats are probably worse. I know they get their heads stuck and everything, but that and sheep, I would never show sheep, goats.
Oh, I knew this was going to be fun today. And what I've noticed with you guys being in here is you're a big old boy. I mean, you're not a little guy by no means, but he's a big old boy. He's going to speak first. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I keep him around me at shows in case anybody tries to start anything.
The favorite saying is, well, there's Tyler. No one's messing with us today.
Whoop, whoop, Tyler. Go ahead, Jancy.
I'm going to go off of that. You read that story, and that mom made the comment that people you meet in the ag field become your family. And it's like what Barrett just said, having Tyler around, he's a bigger dude, and no one's going to mess with him. So it's truly awesome to have people that close that you can call your family at shows.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been a long time since I was in, and I showed hogs and sheep. And your family, your FFA family, has your back when you're gone. Because we went to Phoenix. We went to El Paso. We went to Louisville. We went to Kansas City. We went everywhere. And them ain't the nicest neighborhoods. You got to be on your toes.
Kansas City is a little sketchy.
Yeah, but it's a fun town. I lived there 19 years, so. But anyway, go ahead, Jancy.
Okay.
Ask about their leadership and
about
stuff.
About the leadership. Okay, what Jimmy just said, can you tell us a little about the leadership program?
Every year we go to it's called the Colt Conference, and basically your officers from all your ag chapters meet up, and they kind of run you through stuff. So how to better yourself to better the people that are under you, as in, you know, well, I'm the president of the ag chapter. They teach me things to help teach the younger kids that how to become a better person, how to become a good leader. So that way, when I graduate and those kids come in to be your next leaders, they're not flat-footed. You know, they've been there, they've seen good leaders before them, and they go, all right, this kid was good. Let's go off of what he taught us and what we've learned from him and progress from there and teach the kids that are below us to become better leaders than what we were.
Well, amen, Tyler. That was good. Yeah, he is.
That's this guy's good, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's the reason why he's the president. I mean, you're good.
He is good.
So
then we have another one that's called Alumni Camp. I went to that, and we took a eighth grader, was it?
Or was that just recently, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was recently.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I really suggest people going to that.
What'd you learn from there?
Well, I mean, you just learn how to meet. Like, you get put into small groups and people that you don't even know. And so you just got to learn that everybody else, you got to learn to get along with them no matter what. I mean, and at the end, you eventually become kind of like a family. I mean, and you meet so many new people there. I probably met 60 people there that I'd never even met before.
And now you know them.
Yeah, like pretty good friends.
You got, you know, photo memory. You got that, whatever they call that. You remember every face you meet?
Yeah, I'm bad with names, but I remember faces. Yeah.
So, well, Jancy, maybe you ought to talk to them about COVID last year.
About COVID?
Yeah, what happened? What was the exciting part of their life last year, besides not having to go to school? So,
Well, I got a story for y'all, actually. It was during OYE this time. Well, no, not this time last year, but last year during OYE, we just finished showing heifers, and we were bringing the heifers and the tack home. And halfway home, we got a call from a buddy. He said, hey, school's out for 2 weeks. I said, you're kidding me. He said, no, school's out 2 weeks. And we were happy, you know, spring break. Anyways, we keep going home, and we get another phone call. OYE has canceled. They're shutting their doors. We need to come back because we were home, and it's a 3-hour drive. It's not a quick trip to the supermarket. And so we get home, we unload.
You don't even have one in Raiden.
So. No, we don't even have a stoplight in Roger Mills County. And anyways, so we get home, we get stuff unloaded late that night. I wake up the next morning, we go to school, and we leave school at 8 o'clock and head to the city. OYE said, we're shutting the doors at noon. If your stuff's still in here, it's property of the city. And we pull up there, and we're a little nervous. I mean, there's trailers backed up quarter, half mile. And we finally get pulled up there after about 2 hours of waiting, and it looks like a scene from The Purge. There are people loading stuff in their trailers, people running. It looked like it was a massacre. It was something else. I hope I never see it again, and I hope no one ever else sees it again. There was people there picking stuff up and throwing it. People were leaving tons of show supplies laying on the ground. I mean, we were picking stuff up, chunking in trailers, strapping down. I came out with a lot of good adhesive glues from there. Everybody, they'd buy a crate and leave it. I bet I got a crate of adhesive glues that were brand new. And that was a good deal. I'm not going to lie. Those are expensive. But anyways, I mean, we loaded stuff up and we were hauling. And it was weird because no one, I mean, we'd all heard about COVID, but it was on the coast. We weren't worried about it here in Central America. You know, everything was on the coast. People, you know, panicking, you know, dying. And we didn't think much of it. We just kind of joked about it. You know, we didn't know the dangers of it. And so we loaded stuff up, got out of there. We went to the steakhouse, and there's like two people in there. It is noon on like a Wednesday. I mean, this place should have been packed, and it was just weird. Everybody was nervous. No one would walk by you. You couldn't speak to anybody. Everybody was just nervous and parting ways.
And that was before mask.
It was before mask. It was weird. I mean, like a couple days later, the world shut down, and yep. It was just insane. But that was a big COVID story of how it affected OYE and the showers, and just how everything changed overnight.
Well, they. How did it affect you?
I was
after OYE.
After OYE,
just a regular everyday teenager out there.
I mean, I still got to see my buddies. We went and did stuff. I mean, you can't go to the movies, but you can still hang out at your house or drive around or anything you want to do. Basically, out
keep
there.
Keep your distance.
Oh, sorry.
No, did you keep your? That was on Facebook. That's going to be a YouTube moment.
Yeah, no, we didn't really care about it because, I mean, I don't think it affects the younger people as much as it does as you get older, you know?
Right.
For me, anyway, but no, it didn't change much. We still got to do our work, and we had a, like, they got our iPads, and we got it on, we did.
Classroom.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I don't know what you
high tech classroom.
Yeah.
How's that?
Google Classroom. Yeah,
Google Classroom. Yeah, there we go. That's what I was looking for.
And it was kind of like extra credit, I guess.
Yep.
But
I have a question on that. I know for me, when Merit shut down and we went to the virtual learning, a couple of my grades did go down just because I'm a learner that I need my teacher there to help me. And being kind of on my own was kind of a struggle. How did being basically by yourself virtual affect you two?
Well, We didn't go virtual. We just went straight back to school after we got, like, after school shut down. We didn't go virtual. We just went back.
Yes, really?
We did.
See, so what Raiden did was we had the option to opt out, take the grades we had, and go our ways. But if you didn't like the grade you had or had to continue the school year, I'm not real sure how they did it, but it was online Google Classrooms is what it was, and they continued school, and But we did start back the next year. We were in-person learning for almost the entire year. We had 2 weeks, a week early at Christmas, we shut out. We may have had one time we had the whole school shut down, just kind of let things settle down. But for the most part, like in Raiden, we never shut down. I was very grateful for it. Grade-wise, it hurt everyone because everybody's like, I'm at home. I don't want to do homework on an iPad.
No.
And Raiden's very old school. It's pencil, paper, turn it in, grade their paper, get it back. And you have hard copies of all your work. And we never did much on computers. And so it was a big learning for us, yeah, but we didn't use it that much because we were back in school. And we never even had to have a mask mandate.
Yeah.
We never had a mask mandate in Raiden.
And there were certain schools that didn't, some didn't, some didn't.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that. Merritt, after OYU, we never went back to school until this next school year.
Well, the I am talking about the next school year. See, after OYU, we were shut down.
Okay, that's
but
what I was asking
Yeah,
about.
The next school year, we were open. But, yeah, after OYU, we shut down. Doors closed. If you wanted to continue schooling, you could do it all online. But you had the option to opt out and take the grades you had. And they just move you up the next, your next grade.
Okay.
Well, you're listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. And I have the President of the United States, Tyler York, in here, and his ag instructor. And my brain just went dead. Help me out. Barrett, I wanted to say Brandon. I had the B right. Barrett Thompson in here, and Jancy's in here. Jancy, got one more quick question, and I'm running out of time.
I have one more question.
Okay.
This is for the both of you. I know Barrett's involved in sports, and from what I hear, you work a lot. Yes. How do you balance sports, academics, work, and showing livestock?
Well, I only play basketball now, but, it's pretty easy, I would say, because, you only have a ball game at least two times a week, so if you don't get to rinse two times out of that week, it's not a real big deal, and you just make sure that you rinse the other time so you don't just leave them where they're not worked with, basically. But no, I would say it's fairly easy to find time to work with everything and get everything done.
Well, guys, you don't know how much I enjoyed this today. I appreciate it, but I really enjoyed it. Dude, you're a hoot. Both of you are, actually, because whatever he does, you follow. And sucker do, sucker did. So anyway, and Jancy, thanks for... You can hang out for a little minute if you want to.
I get to stay?
Yeah, you get to stay.
Okay.
And they can stay until I'm done. I'm just going to turn their mics off.
Okay.
So anyway, we'll be right back.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale this Thursday, July the 22nd. We're expecting 4,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. For Moreland, got 140 steers, 8 to 9. Slap out, 194 steers, numbers 5.5 to 7. Howell, Oklahoma, got 69 steers, numbers 6.5. Moreland, 347 steers, 8.5 to 9. Albany, Texas, 125 steers, numbers 8.5. Sharon got 119 Red Angus steers at 9. Dodd City, Kansas, 45 heifers, 6.5. Laverne, 44 bulls, 6 to 750. Sharon, 159 steers, 9 to 1,000. Moreland, 334 steers at 9. Slap out, 40 heifers, 7.5. Moreland, 109 steers at 9. Freedom, 47 steers, heifers at 8. Clear Lake, 142 heifers at 650. And Woodward, 100 steers at 9. And slap out, 17 heifers, 775. We have 125 long wing calves weaned in January, weigh 4.5. Give us a call. We work 100% for the seller. Never lying to the buyer. I stay in the ring start to finish. Make sure we get the most we can for your cattle, whether you run 2 head or 2,000. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
As you watch your children grow, discover new paths, and become who they're meant to be, you want to give them the best chance at the best life possible. There's nothing more basic than their health. So you put your trust in Great Plains Regional Medical Center. The doctors, nurses, and staff there listen closely, care deeply, and become an extension of your family. They put your children's well-being first through every stage of life. And you rest easier knowing they're always close by. With 24-hour emergency care, convenient family care clinics to help busy families, and online access to your health records, they're taking better care of you than ever. To find a provider that's right for your family, call 580-225-2511 or visit gprmc-ok.com. When children are your everything, trust GPRMC to help take care of them through every hurdle they face. Great Plains Regional Medical Center, the care you trust right here.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. Jancy, that was fun.
That was fun.
It's on.
Okay.
Yeah. Tyler, well, they both a hoot, but Tyler's a take charge kind of guy.
Take charge kind of guy.
So anyway, but I got the long range forecast. Jancy didn't want to do it today, so I guess I'll have to do it. But anyway, today high will be 88, tomorrow 91, Friday 94, Saturday 97, Sunday 98. There's a slight chance of thunderstorm Sunday, but as Lacey said yesterday, the next 2 weeks we're gonna be back to our real summer around here in Oklahoma. But at least we got some green grass and some big mosquitoes. Well, you guys remember, it's getting hot now, and the sun's going to be out here quite a bit, and get your cattle some shade. If you can get your cattle into the shade, take care of your babies. Check that water every day if they don't have a farm pond. But I found a very interesting vet point that Miss Jancy is going to read to you guys, so listen up. Go ahead, Jancy.
Okay. It says, our herd bull suddenly came up lame on one of his front feet. We were about to turn him out with the cows when we noticed it. I treated him with LA-200, and after a week, he is not much better. I heard about using Draxxin for foot rot. Is that a good option? And Dr. McMillan says, Draxxin is approved for foot rot in cattle, and it can be very effective, but it is also expensive when we are talking about using it in a large bull. My first rule for treating lameness is always to lift the foot up and confirm the animal actually does have foot rot. In 40 years of practice, I have removed roofing nails from the soles of feet and have found wire, wood, and rocks embedded between the claws. An infection can start at the heels and run under the sole. No antibiotic will work until issues like this are addressed. And don't wait too long. A lame bull can turn into a crippled bull, and cripple is forever. Call your vet as soon as you spot a problem.
Well, speaking of vets, you know who's going to be in the house tomorrow?
Who?
Dr. Taylor Mouse. She's the new vet down there on South Main.
Really?
Have you met her?
I have not.
You need to stop by there.
Okay.
Because she and her crew were out this morning helping me preg check, and they're good. They're pretty good. And she's going to be here tomorrow. And I did find out that she will not be doctoring on anybody's snakes.
Really?
Yeah, she told me flat out this morning that she will not doctor snakes.
I don't blame her. I'm scared to death of them little boogers.
And so I got that pet rattlesnake that comes around the house once a year.
Oh, yeah?
And I might stomp on him. She might need to go to the ER room, but that's it. But, no, she'll be on here tomorrow. Also, Hobart Stockyards is happening right now. I'll have numbers from Rex down there tomorrow. Also at the Hobart Stockyards, the goat and sheep sale will be this Saturday, July 24th at noon. Last sale they had was over 800 sheep and goats there, and that's a bunch.
That's a bunch.
Yep, and so LT Livestock Auction will be Friday. So call Brandon for any of your cattle needs. And you got anything you want to add to the show today?
I don't think I have anything else.
Did we miss anything with those guys?
I think we got it pretty well covered.
Or did Tyler just tell
us? I think Tyler got it covered.
Yeah, he got his tie. He got her covered. So that's it for today, folks. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hi, I'm Randy Renner on First Oklahoma.
Good day, folks. Calvin Wright, Beef Industry News, and coming up, animal ag organizations launch Protein Pact. We'll explain in a moment.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the Ford F-Series for everyone. America's best-selling trucks for 44 years straight. Because the trucks of the future are built